It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we're back with Gary Richard Arnold. Welcome back, Gary. So Gary, I want you to kind of give a summary of the autopsy of the horrifying display we saw with Mr. Mueller. It looked like I was visiting a senior home with somebody who was in dementia, pre-dementia. He obviously was not familiar with the document that has his name on it. The amazing questions by the Democrats were trying to seek something indicating that something it didn't say in the documents, and there was legal and historical inconsistencies and a complete absence of investigation of the Steele document, Mr. Mifsud, and many other things. And it's amazing that he didn't even know the right page number when some of the Congress people asking him questions, especially on the GOP side, asked him questions about 27 leaks to the media. It's mind-boggling just how incompetent and how stupid the Democrats were to force Mueller to literally come to the Congress and answer his questions. So I'd like you to kind of give us your analysis of what you think is going on.
Yeah, well, actually, this is something we've talked about for a couple of years now, how people are sealed off and hermetically kept from information. And
right.
The most thorough communist state that did that was Eastern Germany using Stasi.
Right.
And they, you know, they get four or five people, almost up to a dozen sometimes, just to create a different reality. And this, and this is the same thing happening, you know, to our heroes as other people that they intend to, they think they're being supported by the facts, but they're being run off a cliff. You know, we've seen enough of those old black and white movies to to know this is exactly what they do. And I remind you, in fact, the reference to this book by Alan Stang called The Actor.
Well, let me summarize it rather than going off into a side story. What happened is Weissman, this is a combination of things, where Rosenstein, who signed the last FISA warrant after 3 died by Comey, appointed Mueller. And Mueller basically himself was just a name, because Weissman actually hired everybody that was involved. They're all Democrat supporters. And they... all of the leaks to the media, 27 of them, were all damaging to Trump in some way or another, and they actually extended the investigation beyond the time when they knew that it was no conspiracy, which is, by the way, this is a counterintelligence investigation. It wasn't a criminal investigation. And when counterintelligence identified many months before the 2018 elections, they extended it so it would affect the election, and which is why we lost the House to the Democrats, which are causing paralysis in government right now and the consternation over them trying to impeach Trump, not handle the border, not deal with international trade, or even handle things like infrastructure, et cetera, that need to be bipartisan. So what I see happening is complete hoo-ha. And Mueller himself is involved with a lot of criminality, going back to the cover-up of 9/11, to the Benghazi, and to the Uranium One, where 20% of uranium was given to Russia, so that, for example, if we ever get bombed by either a Russian or Iranian nuke or North Korean nuke, it might contain U.S. uranium. I mean, that's how crazy this is, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they have a, you know, they have these rollout stars. I remember in grade school with Sheriff John, you know, come
right.
out with a badge and you'd want to eat his cereal. What I was going to say, which is actually on point, is that Churchill said, you know, recalled that Eisenhower, he said he's no more than a ventriloquist, and it shows thoroughly how the deep state John Foster Dulles, who formed the Council on Foreign Relations, was controlling them, and that's who he blamed. And we have that that same portion and some of the same entities, and certainly a more sophisticated scientific manipulation of the mind than they've ever had before. So it's apparent, and people should realize how it's in the whole world's a show, you know, and
right.
It's exactly like Shakespeare said. We're all on it with our exits and entrances, and some of us play many parts, and it's
right.
As true today as it was 500 years ago.
Stay close to the microphone because your voice is fluctuating in volume.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what I see happening is, and here's where this is going. We paralyzed the government, so now we have joint maneuvers between Russia and China. We have the ever-present danger that if we had attacked Iran, we don't have missile defense systems. I'm working hard behind the scenes, talking to several people today, to try to get through to our missile defense systems to Trump. And also we have a health plan which will allow us to fund health care for all Americans and make it affordable for everybody. And we want to insert some other things dealing with the border, the drug trade, etc. And like I've said before, I have a solution to every problem that America faces, and we need to get through to Trump because his advisors are either globalists, warmongers, or just plain idiots. And a lot of them are satanic idiots, which means they want to do evil that doesn't even make decent common sense. And that needs to be handled quickly. Trump basically has been, in a sense, paralyzed by these so-called ongoing investigations. And even now, his family is being harassed. I mean, you look at what they did with Don Jr., what they did with not dealing with Mifsud, who was at the center of this disaster, who was actually a British agent and an asset of the FBI. Look at what they did with Papadopoulos. Look what they've done with General Flynn, and even for threatening to bankrupt his son, so he basically had to sell his house in order to pay for legal expenses. I think that what happened under Mueller is a misprision of justice, and these people actually probably, Weissman, et cetera, need to go to jail, don't they?
Absolutely. What they do is...
Your voice is dissonant again. I'm not sure what's happening there. Perhaps it's at our end... hopefully we can turn up the...
The phone I have...
There you are. We're better now.
The piece is missing. Okay, let me aim it at my voice.
Yeah, aim it at your mouth so that I can hear you so you don't fluctuate in volume.
All right.
Yeah. That's better. That's better. Please continue.
Okay, yeah. What they do is they want to absorb any free time, so the person or their target, the person they're manipulating, has no chance to think for themselves, and that time they'll use people that will praise them or give them adulations and praise them, and that's as important of taking his time away, being consumed by that, than actually processing and thinking for himself.
Well, a good example is Jimmy Carter, who's probably the most evil president we've had last century. And Jimmy Carter, by the way, was totally manipulated. In fact, I've got reports from inside the White House that when they advised him they were going to set up his entire support council and so on of advisors in the White House, he cried in the White House and realized that they had threatened him and his family. So people need to understand that these people are basically puppets of the New World Order and the globalists behind them. And remember, the intel agencies were the ones that killed, for example, John F. Kennedy, the Special Activity Division of the CIA. And behind that is basically the Thule Society that was translated and transferred from Nazi Germany to form the OSS, and later the CIA and NSA, and later Operation what's called Omega, which amalgamated all the intel agencies, including Five Eyes, together to spy on each other agency. So there's an above top secret agency spying on everybody else. And the entire government, including the corporations and the banks and so on, are all amalgamated together under a thing called the Druidic Council of 13. And the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon, is the chairperson of the board running Earth for Satan. People don't realize this is what's really going on. And the secret orders are all occultic. Every single intel agency, MI5, MI6, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, every single agency on Earth is occultic, isn't it?
It is, and when they say some of these people have feet of clay, they really do, because these people are they design as if it were the colored clay we used to play with.
Right.
They've designed virtually every president, like you say, Jimmy Carter, where Ronald Reagan was manipulated by Cord Meyer, and where Hubert Humphrey was.
They all have handlers.
Handlers everywhere. That was Jean Evren Kirkpatrick. That was OSS, CIA. She ran the International Socialist League, which sponsored Tom Hayden and those people so they could affect the Chicago outcome.
Right.
But they're on both sides of all the choices. So, like, on reins on a horse, you can lead. You can, if you just had a rein on the right side of his head, you'd be going in a circle. If you had it only on the left, you'd be going in a circle. But by controlling both sides, they control the outcome, just as they're stressing outcome education, where they control ourselves and our sons and daughters to be and act only for the state.
Right. Well, one of the things that I see going on is that if we had a conflict with Russia and China, we would probably lose, wouldn't we? And the reason, there's three reasons for that. The first reason is we're building equipment based on kickbacks to various states and politicians. So they build one part in a town or city. And then they increase the cost of say, an aircraft carrier or an aircraft, or misdesign it. For example, the Joint Strike Fighter couldn't fight a 1970s MiG. It's actually a platform for delivering long-range nuclear weapons by stealth. The aircraft carrier should have stopped and built years ago because we don't have defense against hypersonic cruise missiles, including even our system we got from Montreal called Orlikon, which is hyperspeed anti-missile systems to strike a missile with a missile. We need more advanced plasma weapon systems and what's called field effect, basically like a force field effect to block radiation and other technologies like hypersonic cruise missiles and high-speed torpedoes that can strike aircraft. We also don't realize that these other countries have large, if you call it numerically large, numbers of aircraft and other technologies that they're going to deploy that we're not ready for. For example, even Iran probably has technologies, for example, recently launched anti-aircraft missile systems against our drone, our Global Hawk. So, and a lot of these are in conjunction with Russia and China that are spending a lot of time and effort because they know the asymmetric war that is with America. Now, America has advanced space-based weapons and other technologies that the other nations don't have. But until Trump has his full space force, including missile defense, we don't have ability to protect ourselves against a cyber attack because, for example, the Internet allows them to hack into our power grid, our air traffic controllers, our sewage treatment plants, and our waterworks.
Well, and one of the other problems is, you know, not only our equipment, but our leaders, those people that are going through West Point today or the International Naval School down here in Monterey,
right.
They're all taught globalism. I'm not sure they have the guts to pull a trigger, and I'm not sure they know where to aim it, for crying out loud. You heard Trump today praising George Marshall. So, I mean, that was the key that resulted in the destruction of Senator Joseph McCarthy, who wrote a book, America's Retreat from Victory, and shows how Marshall Plan had everything to do with globalism and the European Union and all of that.
Exactly. Well, by the way, globalism was run by the then intel agencies, because remember, globalism is run by the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations of the United Nations, that are proxies for Britain. We talked about this with Ken Klein, who's on the second hour on Tuesdays, that the Eighth Kingdom in the Bible is actually the United Nations and the globalist organizations affiliated with, including Project Omega. People have to understand, we have a shadow government, and we've had the New World Order for decades. It's not something new. It's been happening since the Second World War. And the people just don't see the full shadow of this shadow government behind the scenes, including ICLEI, COGS, or Continuity of Government organizations that run parallel to our government, working with insurance carriers that can de-insure people so they can't rebuild their home, or not providing the monies for reinfrastructure and so on, and tying it directly to sustainable development so we have to build solar panels or allow things like the solar panels in space that the company in Northern California that's responsible to fires there are now responsible for putting up, you know, SolarN, which is a Russian-based technology for building solar panels that work 24/7 in space and beam through the upper troposphere, high-energy microwaves or laser to ground transfer of energy. These are extremely dangerous, extremely stupid, and they're all designed to catapult us into a geoclimatic disaster. And that's what's going on here, isn't it?
It is, and I think today, actually, it's less than a shadow government. It's a separate, individual, international organization.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
Yeah. Sorry if I was late getting back. If it happens again, just pop right in there, Gary, and take off and start talking.
All right.
I'll be back in just a moment, too, and just get a five-minute break here. Josh Bernstein coming up to do more autopsy on the Mueller catastrophe in the house yesterday.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
July 25th, and
Gary, we're going live. And we're back with Gary Arnold, and of course, it is the 25th of July. We also have Gary Richards Arnold's news site, which is news-expose.org. Gary, when you look at this, we're seeing an insane push by the Democrats, and some of the more experienced ones are warning against the idea of pushing for impeachment. It's obvious to me that what we're having right now is a situation where the Democrats have lost their way. Even the average Democrat can't support the extreme left Democratic principles. There's no support whatsoever for a counterintelligence investigation, which Mueller mistakenly didn't operate properly. There was no investigation of the roots of the investigation, which started in the first place with Mifsud and the Steele dossier. There was no investigation of the funding through the DNC. There was no investigation of the lack of the so-called tie directly to the Kremlin when these so-called groups were putting up information on Facebook to have almost no effect whatsoever. Oh, I hear an echo. Yeah, go ahead. So Gary, I want to hear what you have to say about this, okay? Please continue.
What I think is that you can see how the truth makes a difference. Things that we were schooled in 2 years ago, or facts that we had at the very beginning of the dossier, seemed unfamiliar to the very man that's put up as the truth giver. You know, this was supposed to be the equivalent to the Statue of Liberty concerning the intelligence agencies. And what we saw was somebody addled, stupid, ignorant, and put on the sacrificial altar. They sacrificed that guy. They figured since the newspapers carried the lies unquestioningly, that he himself would be able to back up and stand behind the lies. But he didn't even know. It's incredible, and this should be an awakening. I am very glad that some of the people that only watch, you know, CNN and some of those others saw it break down part of it in front of them. But again, those things like GPS fusion and the fact that it was financed by Hillary, that's the first time. It's going to be very hard for them to absorb that. Well, remember that it was Blasey Ford, the liar that was going after Kavanaugh. Her brother works for GPS Fusion. Her father was part of the CIA's assassination team. The people out there, the people listening to your program and others like it, have no idea the value of their power. And what was it Shakespeare said? Something about, you know, such a little candle gives off, you know, so many beams. And a little bit of truth, if you sustain it, will make this awful person, these awful people, disappear like when water on the witch.
We have four main people over at Fox News, for example, that are lights of this. Judge Pirro, who says the same thing about the Democrats, I call them demon rats. Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham. What people have to understand, we even go beyond what they say. We actually connect to the dots of the secret orders. We connect it to the intel agencies inside the government. If you give an example, and I want to talk about solutions. Number one, how do we solve the issue of immigration? Number one, he's done it already, partly, by putting out an executive order that stops amnesty unless you actually originate in your originating country. We need to resurrect the Bracero 2 work program so people can work, but they have to be bused from their home country with a tracker anklet, and then they get paid half their wages, and they have to stay on campus, and they can't go off to go to the city or be part of MS-13. Number two, we need to attack the drug cartels that are working with their intel agencies, such as SAD, or Special Activity Division of CIA, And we need to start flushing these people out of the swamp. The swamp is not just outside, it's inside government, including not only Democrats, but Republicans and in people inside these agencies that are there for multiple lifetimes, if you want to call these beasts. We have a system of stealing our technology. Chinese are, here are 440,000 Chinese students are actually stealing technology for the Chinese government. And Mr. Xi has already stated he wants to control AI, which is the ultimate weapon of the future. I mean, people worry about weapons like nuclear, chemical, and biological, but the ultimate weapon is artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things. We are way ahead of everybody else, and they're trying to steal it because they know whoever controls it is going to control the future. But there's people inside our government who want to control the future through us. And we're used as a proxy, including the arrangement back in the early 70s, when we made deals with Saudi Arabia that our young men and women would have to die to protect the Saudis, and Wahhabism, where they spread billions of dollars to put Wahhabist schools around the world for extreme Islam. And, of course, we see the same thing with Iran, where they're what we call 12ers. We talked about this yesterday on the program with Lopante. 12ers mean the 12th Imam is the Mahdi that has to cause a world war in order to bring about Islamification of the entire world. And people need to understand there's no such thing as an ability to have a peace accord or treaty with Islam. It's not going to occur. The idiots in Christianity think there's going to be a peace accord with Islam or just dreaming pipe dreams. It's not going to happen. And Trump needs to actually play hardball with Putin and with Xi, and at the same time offer them a carrot. Say, hey, you know, if you allow us to do a dismantling of the North Korean nukes, which are basically just a proxy of Russia, we'll set up a peace accord with Russia, and you can actually have some collaboration on defensive earth strategy and technology and so on, and industrialization through the Belt and Road program. But what I see happening is there's globalists on both sides. The Democrats were even cheering for a nuclear war, as well as the Rhino Republicans and the people even inside the inner circle around Trump. And Trump is surrounded by...
A couple of weeks ago, that Trump was attacking Fox as being worse than some of the NSNBC and CNN. And there's a reason for it. You know, Rupert Murdoch financed the Weekly Standard by Bill Kristol, who's a Bilderberger, whose father worked for the CIA and supported the Fabian Socialists with a CIA-funded magazine in England. It was also on Fox, we see more and more of Mark Levin. Mark Levin was the chief of the staff of Ed Meese, who totally populated the Reagan administration with apparatchiks. And Mark Levin is interviewing William Bennett. William Bennett is incredible. He was head of the Reagan Education Department for a while. His brother has been an attorney for McCain and Clinton and Weinberger, the Keating Five, and the World Bank. William Bennett's task was to apply Soviet-style experiments with outcome education. It wasn't to get rid of the education department, as Reagan promised. It was to expand it into psychological controls.
It was to basically move to a Sovietization. People have to understand there's many different labels for globalization, whether it's Islamification, leftist, right side, the Internet of Things. There's all kinds of different labels, but it ultimately means totalitarian informational control. And the ultimate goal was actually conceived by the Thule Society that were channeling transdimensional entities to actually design an idea that couldn't have occurred during the Second World War, but can occur now with AI. People don't realize that IBM Corporation was actually involved with the ID system for the death camps in Nazi Germany. People don't realize the intel agencies and the high-tech companies are directly joined at the hip. That's why Frank Blake, Facebook, and Twitter, and even this new Libra currency are just tentacles of the beast. And the beast system actually comes from primarily Britain and America, primarily America. And that, and this is hard for Americans to conceive, that we do great good and great evil, and we have the potential to bring peace to the earth or to bring the totalitarian New World Order. And that includes Trump. Trump is actually bringing in steps with authorizing recycling toxic water, genetically modified foods, and 5G network, which actually is the final layer of the mark of the beast. And people don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear that Trump's doing bad things. Well, I support Trump. I want to get him reelected because if the Democrats or baby killers get in, but Trump needs to have a backdoor to listen to people like me and my co-hosts like you so that he doesn't do evil, because he's doing what is right in his own eyes or the eyes of his associates, and it's extremely dangerous because what he's doing is he's marching us over the cliff like lemmings, isn't he?
Exactly. Well, like Ronald Reagan, he appointed Gene Kirkpatrick who was a husband of the OSSCI, Evren Kirkpatrick. She was a member of the Young Socialist League in 1945 at Columbia. Her favorite sponsor or professor was a revisionist Marxist called Leopold Newman. She was active in Americans for Democratic Action, along with Ronald Reagan, supported Fabian socialist Hubert Humphrey. She was a member of Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. And as late as the 80s, when Reagan appointed her, she was still on the letterhead of the Socialist League for Economic Democracy that actually sponsored and takes credit for the Students for Democratic Action, with Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden being given appointments by Jerry Brown, which is all red Chinese. I think this attack on Russia is a stone thrown in the bushes so people keep their eyes off of communist China, which virtually runs much of the Western states.
Yeah, in fact, what's going on, and by the way, collaboration, I saw that happening in Canada. I practiced there in 1977 at the Vancouver General, and I worked in emergency, and I've said this story before. I was putting a chest tube in a man who had multiple gunshot wounds in the emergency department and trying to save his life before I got him up to the operating room to cry off bleeders inside his chest. And three men came in three-piece suits that were Chinese from triads carrying Israeli Uzi machine guns. And they basically said, you clear out of the way or else we're in the trauma room. And we did clear out. And by the way, they shot him to pieces. And right in the emergency room at the Vancouver General, which is the largest hospital complex outside the Karolinska in Sweden. It's the second largest hospital complex on the planet, with 27 buildings, and covers over 3.5-4 miles in length, and there's multiple underground tunnels connecting them all. What people need to understand here is the Canadian government is collaborating directly with Communist China. That's why the second language in Vancouver is not French, it's actually Cantonese, isn't it?
Yeah,
the triads and the communist Chinese and the high-level, very rich Chinese are moving to California at the speed of light. People don't realize the largest group of people that are legally emigrating to California are communist Chinese, aren't they?
Exactly. And, again, the Five Eyes, it's the one eye on the forehead. It's the one eye at the top of the pyramid. These are not Five Eyes. One, two, and three make up that particular number. Again, this Jane Kirkpatrick, who is no more different than Condoleezza Rice, and gets all these favorite things. She was a director of the Fund for the Republic that had built the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions, and they created a committee to frame a world constitution. So Ronald Reagan, when he was president and everybody was lying about him, he was still a United World Federalist, appoints a person that was funded by George McBundy, Skull and Bones, to create a world constitution. And Bill Bennett was part of that project. And he was, again, appointed to the Department of Education and later a drug czar. And today you see him on Mark Levin's show on Fox. So Rupert Murdoch and a lot of these Republicans are having, poison repackaged and all these sweet little wrappings.
Well, even Levine is
one piece of poison after another.
Even Levine has actually got his fingers into some globalism, doesn't he?
Oh, boy. Big time.
Yeah, people don't understand this. They are often packaged in Fox as if they're GOP Republicans that believe in the... And see, I don't like to use the term capitalism because I want to do... The American system is based on a godly system called exceptionalism.
Well, for a free enterprise, as long as you don't have the government subsidies and, and special favors, that's what I'm for. But everybody uses capital, whether it's a fascist or a communist or a free enterpriser.
What I'm saying by exceptionalism, it gets back to the root of it's in the Bible, that exceptionalism makes a huge difference where if I have exceptional talents to do a business, small business, big business, or invent something, I can be rewarded in America, and socialist countries or totalitarian countries not. In fact, you can end up in a Lao Dai prison camp if you invent something the state doesn't like you to do in China. You can be raided by even our Intel companies working with Google and the Chinese government, but they won't work with the Pentagon. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what communism is. They'll cheat, lie for anything. It's supporting each other. It's like the secret societies out of New Haven, and that one with Swallow It All belongs to out here in California.
Yeah, I think that this is important. People understand what's going on. We will be back in just a moment with a third segment, and your questions are welcome on geopolitical issues. 818-818-6401. Coming up, hour three, Josh Bernstein to continue the autopsy of the Mueller Gate and Mueller dossier disaster yesterday.
Great, Doc.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back, and we have Gary Richard Arnold here. Gary, I think we should make a list of all of the deficiencies of Mueller's testimony, either inability or incapability or unawareness of specific things in the documents are not only logically inconsistent, but he's totally unaware of many things. And the fact that he wouldn't answer questions about things that are actually in the documents. We're not even looking outside. And somebody tried to pretend that he actually did a good job, when in fact 27 leaks inside his agency. He wouldn't have any comment whatsoever about these leaks. They're always damaging to Trump, and always not explaining why, when they knew 7 to 8 months before the 2018 elections, the investigation should have closed as a counterintelligence investigation, which would have not negatively affected the Trump administration. Although many Republicans quit, they probably would have maintained the House, and it would mean that we would deal with immigration, with the border, with the budget. And the fact is, the budget right now is causing massive increased deficits that are going even faster. And the economy, which should have had a secondary phase for tax relief for the middle class and poor, and health care policies, should have been done and can't be done. This government is totally paralyzed and not doing anything internationally or here for infrastructure inside the United States. I think it's an obscenity what's going on in the media and these intel agencies and the collaboration of our Department of Justice and FBI. People need to start doing a perp walk in orange jumpsuits, don't they? We need to see some people go to prison. The biggest question I have when people ask me is, who's going to go to jail soon, right?
Yeah, I think the thing that would totally change the scheme, I was very impressed actually by the Republicans that participated in those interviews. This is totally unlike, Paul Ryan, again, related to Skull and Bones,
right,
and the fifth column inside the Republican Party called the Rip-On Society and Main Street Republicans.
Right.
When those people are yanked out and pulled from their Rockefeller, funds, and their interns that are paid for by the globalists are yanked out, I don't think any politician elected by the people should have an outside paid intern. And I don't think any politician should have dual citizenship. It should be only to the United States. Right there, we would correct the thing overnight. But this is something that has to be gotten over to people. But as far as Mueller looks, I mean, all of the stuff that went on actually went on under Obama, not Trump.
Right, exactly.
And not only did he, obviously he showed ignorance or total complicity with no more than a stooge.
No, he was complicit.
And he didn't look real happy about it.
So is this handler, Valerie Jarrett, who basically has a very dark history. She is a government affiliate agency making billions of dollars with manipulating intelligence. That's her separate economy and job, her corporation. What people need to start understanding here is we have a problem. The reason why America would fail with a war with Russia and China is because of internal policy in terms of massive budgets misspent. We don't protect our power grid and our intel agencies and even our internet from hacking out externally. One guy, for example, hacked into the server for Hillary Clinton's server in a broom closet and said he had evidence, this is a guy in a basement in a home in Bulgaria, that multiple large powers like Russia and China had hacked in. There's 250,000 plus in the Shenzhen, China, which is eastern China. They call the Shenzhen Blue Army, that are cyber attackers to attack Western nations. And they can hack into everything from your sewage treatment plant to your power grid to your air traffic controllers and the internet.
Well,
I'm seeing how quickly
they switched around, the one end of the spectrum into having supported WikiLeaks and disclosure into immediately making it a subversive organization. And we can go right back into Seth Rich
the thing is
and all the other people.
This is another thing, the question, they try to pretend that somehow the Russians hacked in and provided information, or were going to provide information, when in fact it was a Democrat who was upset about Bernie Sanders not getting proper support in the Democratic Party, walked out with a thumb drive, and was later killed. He was actually talking about this, and he gave the information to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was just a clearinghouse for information supplied to them by a disgruntled Democrat. It had nothing to do with the Russians. And we know this because the guy that supplied the thumb drive is dead. Rich, right?
Yep.
So people don't know this, and you don't hear any comments by idiot Mueller connecting the dots of any of these things. When I listen to someone who's smart about this, like Hannity, he connects all the dots. And Tucker Carlson, and it's like, oh my gosh, if you listen to just Hannity and Tucker and Judge Pirro and Laura Ingraham, you have a full perspective of what's going on, but they don't go far enough. They don't tell you that.
I think they have input of a number of white hats, but there's you can, you know, I don't think we have to define the other ones that are participating, and you can see that being thrown into the mix. So it'll never harden. It's like trying to, you know, pour cement sidewalk, and you know, they got a lot of the right ingredients, but somebody else is throwing in, you know, vegetables and roots and
well, that's
berries.
Why I think Judge Pirro was actually knocked off the air for a while, because she did something across the line that she shouldn't have, according to the powers that be over at Fox. Remember now, the owner of Fox News also invested in the areas for oil exploration in the Golan Heights before America certified that Golan was part of Israeli territory. So you got to understand there's some dirty back deals going on here where, you know, that territory was handed over not just for protection of Israeli settlements down in lower areas from the Golan, but also to protect oil companies were invested directly from Murdoch himself was investing in the oil company drilling at the Golan Heights for oil, right?
Yeah, and again, they're talking about Russian interference, and I don't know how much, you know, but we know of secret societies and the Vatican's and the, you know, Opus
Dei. Yeah, but the Russian interference was a dog.
Whether it's Israel, the Vatican, or the Chinese, or whatever it is, I think they're, you know, when the talk hosts spend as much time talking about whatever other country it is rather than ours, I think there's a problem with that.
Well, I think part of the problem is they try to amplify that there are 124 million images put up. Look, the tiny budget that the Russians had from the so-called people, none of them were indicted or even, in fact, Putin himself said he would actually have the court move to Moscow, to Russia, to go over these people and cross-investigate it. But nobody, including Mueller, decided to actually move part of the investigation to Russia. And he said, if they're found guilty in the Russian court, we would literally transfer them to America for prosecution. Mueller and his team never took that up, did they?
I think you need to restate that, because it is so important, and it's you know, such a key part of their bull, the fact that they have, you know, they indicted, you know, fog people, you know, on the other side of the world, and this adds up on their tally sheet.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. But if you can explain that again, I think it'd really be worthwhile, and I encourage people to try to understand this, you know, these frauds that are being perpetrated on.
Well, the reason why it's being perpetrated, at some point, what they want to do is they want to hack into human consciousness and not only know everything we buy and sell, like Amazon. Remember, Amazon's working with the NSA. And if you look at the intel agencies, this idea Libra was just a spin-off of Facebook, and Facebook was created by the no such agency. Zuckerberg, for example, doesn't even code. He was just an architect to come up with the idea, backed by the no such agency and billions of dollars and trillions of dollars of money from globalists that are actually siphoning in money from billionaires who want to control the world. And their primary purpose, remember, is not environmental. They're not concerned about the environment and protecting the defense of Earth. It's to get total totalitarian control so they can reduce the human population, replace the lower with a cast of cybots, I call it, part human, genetically engineered, and also attached with brain chips or helmets to actually monitor their thought, like they do in manufacturing facilities right now in China for the last 3 years. But they want to replace the lower caste, and they want genetic and cybernetic enhancement for life extension for the global overlords to become demigods. And I mean, you have to look at this, that the new AI of the future will be like gods. And people don't understand they're doing simulated AI. I know how to make real AI, and I'm not going to share any of my ideas because these devils would love to do that. 41 years ago, they tried to recruit me at UCLA to work not only in the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab, but to work with DARPA on AI to hack into human cortex and work out the alphabet of cortical frequency and spectral analysis. So you have to understand what's going on here. I'm the only qualified person in the world to talk about this on radio or TV, and people don't understand how dangerous it is. I mean, a few people like Elon Musk mentioned it, but then they race forward.
If they go to news-expose.org, they'll find the head of Google compared to Livia Beria, and there's hardly a difference. And your listeners in the Beltway need to know that in the West Coast, the vote harvesting and the treasonous activities of Leon Panetta and so forth is happening here. And if you have any ability to reach, patriots or local district attorneys or any of the white,
I think they should file a proposal over here. Here's what they need to do. I'm going to give them a walking list. Number one, you need to listen to the program and hear some talking points. Number two, you need to get a pro se litigant course called How to Win in Court, which you have under Diagnostic and Therapeutics. Once you take the course, which takes 24 hours online, you can then file legal actions against your local district, COGS, the continuities of government, these ICLEI things that are tied to the UN, and the local regulators that regulate everything from housing to electricity to everything. What you have to understand is globalism is already here. The New World Order is here. I call it the Now World Order, the New Order of the World, N-O-W. And the now is here now. It's not something that's a future thing. And they're only a few years away from being able to hack directly into your cortex so that your kids will play Jumanji by literally going into cyberspace like the holodeck of the Star Trek Enterprise.
You're absolutely right. The Soviets are being set up in every city. I encourage everybody to find out what cog or Soviet they live into right now. Go ahead.
Right. And then they need to file legal action. And if thousands of Americans take the pro se litigant course, don't go to lawyers. Lawyers are part of the problem. America has 25% of the world's lawyers, only have 4% of the world population. The reason is that the lawyers are part of a bar association, which is a Masonic organization called a British Authorized Registry. And every Western country in the world, including countries that are non-English speaking, including Europeans, Chinese and Russians, all have a bar association. So the British Authorized Registry and the demonic organizations with the Queen and the Jesuits and so on and the Pindar running the country and the world directly for Lucifer, and people don't want to believe that they were run by occult agencies and by transdimensional beings. We are wrestling, like it says in Thessalonians, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and evil in high places. And the level of intelligence of these advanced beings through their proxies of human flesh is mind-boggling. That's why all these special people like Hillary Clinton are indwelt by legions, just like the demoniac of the Gadareans, and all these people like Podesta, Barack Obama, etc. These are evil, not by just human evil and greed or sexual perversion, but evil at a level that transcends the human capacity. People don't believe it, but that's the reality of it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And these are occult agencies that are controlling the consciousness and the actions of our leaders, aren't they?
You're absolutely right. And those Soviets that are being set up in every city and county, you mentioned ICLEI. It's a front for the World Bank and the United Nations and nothing less, that hates private property and says they're going to do away with it. And you've got realtor organizations that support candidates that support these local Soviets.
Right.
And virtually every one of your elected representatives belongs to one of these Soviets, and your local community TV will not put
right.
it on TV.
Find out the facts by going to
see at hand.
Find out the facts by going to news-expose.org. Support our NutraMedical show by purchasing products and consults, etc. Support Gary Richard Arnold by supporting what he does. And I'm hoping you're soon going to have an extra blog that you'll put up for a small fee per month for even more advanced information, including video blog material or even books or articles. But very important information. You're not going to find us elsewhere. We go way beyond Tucker Carlson or Hannity or Laura Ingraham at Fox. Remember, Fox is manipulated to give us a packaged version of the right, but it goes way beyond that. And even under Trump, the New World Order is proceeding at the speed of sublight, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of Fox will neutralize you, that say things that make you feel better, but you don't need, I don't mind you feeling better, but you need
absolutely.
To get on the stick.
Thank you, Gary. We'll be back in a moment with the top of the hour with Josh Bernstein to do a further autopsy on the Mueller dossier foolishness and the lack of knowledge of his own documents because he didn't write it. Wow. Back in a moment. You want to hear this. This is going to...
It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall.